It is time now for Wayne Pond in the Word. Word up, Wayne. What's up with you this morning, big guy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. We're doing eponyms, words that take their meaning from places or names. Let's see. We did Babbitt, and we did Esculapium. Ooh, that was a mouthful.
Yeah.
Here is a word that comes from, I suppose, what the historians would call some melancholy moments in world history. The word of the day is Shanghai. 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 That is the place, of course. Shanghai. What does it mean to Shanghai somebody? Nikki, Ron, how about it?
It's like when you ambush them. Is that what it means?
Yeah.
Or you take something from them?
Pull the rug out from underneath them?
Yeah. You surprise them?
Pull the wool over their eyes or all sorts of definitions. It, according to the wordsmith, Shanghai originally meant to steal people and put them on boats and make sailors out of them with the help of a little liquor, it says here, by force to put somebody into a place of detention in the darkest moments, I suppose, even slavery, and to pull tricks, in other words, to put somebody in a in an undesirable position. That's what it means to Shanghai somebody. Is that how
you could say that some of those people trying to come across the border had been Shanghai'd?
Oh, big time. Yeah. Big time, Ron boy. No. I think you got that one exactly right. So, as I say, this isn't the happiest of words, but it's there in our language, and you hear it often enough that it stays in the dictionary. Shanghai, to Shanghai. It is a void. So, all right, well, on that happy note, I will leave you to continue your frolicking on the radio.
Oh, yeah, well, hey, thanks for the bright note of humor this morning. I mean, it's just really got us both in a great mood.
All right, a little history for you guys. All right, talk to you in the morning. Take care. Bye-bye.